We now join the crew of the North American Aerospace Defense Command and U.S. Northern Command in the command center as they track Santa on a test flight in preparation for his big journey on December 24th.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lieutenant General Alain Parent, Deputy Commander NORAD. This will be a test flight for Santa Claus, call sign Big Red One. Santa will depart the North Pole and head directly for North American airspace. We all know that Santa travels faster than starlight, but this is nothing that our technologies can't handle. We will now conduct our comms check.
Sir, Intel can confirm that Jack Frost and the Abominable Snowman will not be a threat during the test flight.
Sir, this is the air domain. Airspace is clear from all threats.
Sir, this is Cyber. Our anti-Grinch firewall is up and we will continue to monitor for threats.
Sir, land domain here. We have verified load-bearing capacity for all rooftops which reindeer will land on.
Sir, this is Maritime. Our ships are standing by, ready to conduct any gift rescue operations if necessary.
Sir, in the space domain, we have optimal visibility for our satellites to detect Big Red One.
Sir, this is weather. We forecast light snow and low-density cloud cover in higher elevations.
All those on the line, we can confirm that Santa is airborne at this time. He is currently descending through 10,000 feet at a speed of 250 knots. Based on flight plans filed with the FAA and NAV Canada, we can confirm this is not a threat to North America. Space, can you verify Big Red One's track from the North Pole?
Yes, sir. Our DSP satellites use infrared sensors to detect heat from missile and booster plumes. In 1995, technological advancements were made to ground-based radar systems, enhancing detection capability of smaller objects, like heat generated from Rudolph's nose.
Roger, space. Missile, specifically ground-based radar operators. Can you correlate trajectory of Big Red One with what satellite operators are seeing?
Roger, sir. We can confirm our radars are seeing the same sight picture from the ground that satellite operators are seeing from space. As you know, sir, for our real-world mission of missile warning, an effective layered defense incorporates a wide range of sensors. These sensors detect and track missile threats so our national leaders can make decisions on protecting our two nations. But Santa is most definitely not a threat.
Aegis, are you able to see Big Red One from your position at sea?
Roger, sir. We're using our powerful sea-based computers and radar that are normally used to track and guide weapons to destroy enemy targets. Big Red One is moving over the Arctic Ocean with no problems.
Roger, Aegis. We should be getting visual ID from the pilots at this time. Papa Bear 01, what are you seeing from your vantage point in Canada?
Sir, our main goal here is to get a radar lock and visual of Big Red One using information from NORAD sector controllers and onboard fighter aircraft systems. For Operation Noble Eagle, we intercept aircraft flying in restricted airspace, provide visual detection using various fighter aircraft maneuvers, such as rocking our wings or dispensing flares. We do this to guide the track of interest out of the area or to a safe landing. We also do this to protect from threats and ensure safe travel for general aviation and commercial aircraft. General, from our perspective, Santa is clear to travel through the designated airspace.
Roger, Papa Bear 01 and 02. You are cleared to return to base. Good job, everyone. Thanks for all you do to support NORAD in our aerospace defense mission for North America. This concludes today's test flight. This is Lieutenant General Alain Parent signing off.